Good evening. If we have not already met, my name is Stefan Pfeiffer. I am one of the pastoral interns here at Christ Church. I am very thankful for this opportunity to preach God's word to you all this evening. The text we will be looking at this evening is Philippians chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. I'll begin by reading the passage, then I will pray, and then begin preaching on the text. Philippians 4, chapter 20, Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Holy Father, I pray that you would just be with me as I seek to deliver your word to your people, O Lord. And I pray that you would work in the hearts of these beloved saints this evening, O Lord, and that that we would grow in brotherly love for one another, that we grow in love for you, O God, that we would grow in love for your glory, and that we would praise you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I have noticed over the past couple weeks, our pastors, Renee and Raymond, seem to enjoy making references to both C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. So I figured, why not follow their example and begin with a reference to The Hobbit? In Tolkien's story, The Hobbit, a conversation takes place between the two characters, Bilbo Baggins and the wizard Gandalf. Bilbo begins the conversation with a simple, "Good morning," to which Gandalf responds by asking, "What do you mean? Do you wish me a good morning? Or mean that it is a good morning whether I want it or not? Or that you feel good this morning? Or that it is a morning to be good on?" Like Bilbo, we often do not give much thought to the meaning of our greetings, such as good morning. So like Gandalf, my goal this evening is to cause us to think more deeply about our greetings. Specifically, Paul's exhortation to the Philippians to greet every saint in Christ Jesus. What I seek to persuade you of this evening is that the glory of God ought to fuel our gracious greetings of the saints. This evening, I have 3 points. Point one, the glory of God. Point two, the greetings of the saints. And point three, the grace of Jesus Christ. Point one, the glory of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 20 says, "To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." God truly is glorious, but what does God's glory mean? One theologian described God's glory as the magnificence, worth, loveliness, and grandeur of his many perfections. We know God to be perfectly good and all-powerful, perfectly just and merciful, perfectly loving, and perfectly righteous. Time fails me to be able to list all of God's perfections, but I encourage you all to continue to study God and his perfections in his word. And I say continue because it is such a joy to gather each week with saints that I already know delight in studying God and delight in knowing him. Truly, our God is worthy of praise for all his perfections forever and ever. In the book we are studying this evening, in an earlier passage, Philippians chapter 2, specifically verses 9 through 11, teach that God's glory was revealed in the finished work of Christ. Philippians 2, 9 through 11 says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Understand that God is glorified through the finished work of Christ. And this majestic, glorious God is not distant from us, but he sent Jesus, his son, to suffer and die in the place of his people to forgive their sins. And he was raised and exalted so that we could be adopted as sons. Which is why the text says, "Our God and Father." God has made those who have responded to his son in repentance and faith his beloved children. As well as calling us children, he also calls us saints, holy ones. Which brings me to my next point. Point two, the greetings of the saints. Philippians chapter 4, verses 21 through 22 says, "Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. Who are the saints we are to greet? When asked what it means to be a saint, we may be tempted to say that the word saint merely or simply refers to Christians. And it is true that it refers to Christians, but there is nothing mere or ordinary about being a Christian, a holy one of God. As I stated earlier, every saint has been forgiven at the price of the death of God's beloved Son. They have been purchased with a price more valuable than all the wealth of creation, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The saints have God, who is glorious forever and ever, as their Father. The saints are beloved children of God, set apart to be holy as citizens of heaven. And these saints are those who you gather with each week. These are the ones you greet on Sunday morning. We know from Philippians 3:21 that these saints, those who have trusted in Christ, will be given glorious bodies like Jesus's glorious resurrected body when he returns. They will appear so glorious on that day that C.S. Lewis said, if we were to see them now, we might be strongly tempted to worship. These are the ones in the chairs next to you. Again, as C.S. Lewis said in The Weight of Glory, there are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal. And the glorious destiny that awaits the saints is only through the finished work of Christ, his death, resurrection, and exaltation, that this is true of the Christian. And if you are here and have not repented of your sins and trusted in Christ, I plead with you now that you would do so. And if you do not know where to begin in calling out to God to grant you this glorious salvation, please talk to me or one of the other pastors here after the service. There is nothing more pressing tonight than the status of whether or not you are among the saints who have been saved through faith in Christ. Now, saints, through Paul's words to the Philippians, we are called to similar action. We are to greet every saint in Christ Jesus. So in order to greet the saints, we must meet with the saints. So the first application is very simple. Come to church on Sunday morning. Is it not such a privilege to greet, to speak to, and encourage those we delight to see on Sunday mornings? Lean into this. It is a gracious gift of God that we must do, but it is also a joy to do. However, the text does not say that we are only to greet the saints who are our best friends or the ones we are most like. We are to greet every saint in Christ Jesus. So we must greet and encourage even those who are different from us. Younger saints, how often do you talk with the older saints before and after church on Sunday mornings? Older saints, how often are you deliberate in encouraging the younger saints? Do you only talk to those who have similar interests or jobs as you? Do you deliberately reach out to those younger in the faith than you? Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. We are also called to greet saints that we might be having disagreements or conflicts with. Do you feel like the Euodia to someone's Syntyche? Think about the glory that God will clothe them with when Christ returns and try to see past your differences and show them brotherly or sisterly love. Paul does not stop at telling the Philippians to greet the saints, but also tells them, the brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. And the saints in Philippi would have been encouraged to hear a greeting that proved the gospel was advancing through Paul's work, even in the faraway city of Rome. Are you encouraged when you hear from other churches and our missionaries when you hear their gospel ministry going well? I encourage you to pray for Stephen and Alexandra Tipton and Richie Chen, Micah Rook and Tiago, and as we will have an opportunity shortly to hear from how Micah Rook's ministry has gone. I encourage you to look forward to that, to wait that eagerly, and to pray for him. Look for opportunities to hear about the ministry of like-minded churches and how God is working in those communities. We have the opportunity. I have some friends of mine from my old church at Limerick Chapel here tonight. Feel free to reach out to Aaron and Dylan and Robert. God is doing some great things over at that church, so I encourage you all, if you get an opportunity, say hi to them. Ask them about how things are going at Limerick. I'm sure they would be encouraged. But in summary, rejoice in the spread of the gospel. Finally, point three. the grace of Jesus Christ. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 23, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." If you felt discouraged or overwhelmed when I was applying the call to greet every saint in Christ Jesus, as someone who leans more on the introverted, socially awkward side, I can very much sympathize. Or perhaps there is someone you know that it'll be hard for you to greet on Sunday morning. In either case, praise God for this verse. My prayer for you is like that of the Apostle Paul's to the Philippians. I pray that the grace of Jesus Christ would be with your spirit. That grace is already an objective reality, but I pray that you would experience that grace afresh. And that Jesus' grace would be communicated to those you say hello to and encourage on Sunday. Truly, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us what a glorious reality it is to be saints of Christ Jesus. I pray that we would be overwhelmed in a good way about our brothers and sisters' glory that will be revealed. Oh God, I pray that it would spur us on to deeper love and affection for one another, that we would grow in love for you, oh God, as well, that we would see you as far more glorious, and that we would praise you forever and ever. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die and be raised and be exalted, and that we may bow before him in worship, oh God, forever and ever. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.